Democratic presidential candidate John Edwards is on a three-day, eight-state tour to focus on the signature issue of his campaign, poverty in America. He started in New Orleans and stopped in Arkansas, Tennessee, and the tiny town of Marks, Mississippi, where Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. began his Poor People's March almost 40 years ago. Up next, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Kentucky. Rob Christensen is a political reporter and columnist for the News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he's been following the poverty tour. Christensen joined us today from a shelter in Youngstown, Ohio, a stop he says is not part of the usual campaign fare.
He's really talking in places that are a lot of trouble. He's talking to people who are on the margins of society, whether they're poultry workers in Canton, Mississippi, or home health workers in places like Arkansas, people who are making minimum wage or barely making it at all. And he's calling attention to people sort of on the margins, which is a little bit unusual for a presidential candidate.
Beyond casting a spotlight on the poor, what does he actually want to do to help poor people?
Well, he has a broad range of issues that he's advocating, everything from universal health care insurance to raising the minimum wage, housing vouchers. So the whole variety of issues that he is putting forth.
If these aren't traditional campaign rallies, what are the crowds like? What kind of reaction is he getting?
Well, you know, they're fairly modest crowds. They're not huge rallies. A lot of people are surprised to see a presidential candidate show up in places like Marks, Mississippi. I think the last big-name politician to show up there was Robert Kennedy. And actually, this is not necessarily Edwards' crowd in that you talk to them, a lot of them are supporting Senator Obama or Senator Clinton. So I think you could say they're appreciative crowds. They're glad that somebody's coming up and talking about their problems. But they're not cheerleaders for John Edwards.
You mentioned Bobby Kennedy. There are natural parallels to Bobby Kennedy's swing through the South several years ago to highlight the conditions among poor sharecroppers. But beyond the symbolism of this poverty swing, is poverty a potent campaign issue? Will it help lift the Edwards campaign?
Well, you know, if you look at the polling data, the short answer is no. Poverty simply does not show up very high on when you ask people what their leading concerns are. And that's why a lot of presidential candidates in recent years have not really particularly stressed poverty. Now, does it help Edwards? I think the average people do think it'll help them, and helps them in a number of ways. You know, a lot of the Democratic primary and caucus goers are liberals. They like somebody standing up for these kinds of issues, which they think are important. I think it helps Senator Edwards. He's courting organized labor very strongly, so it helps him there. So there are some political benefits to it, even though Senator Edwards likes to point out that there's not a whole lot of political gain in talking about these issues.
You know, and as he does talk about these issues, he's continually dogged by questions of hypocrisy, that even though he may have sprung from humble roots, he's now a very wealthy man. He makes a lot of money. He lives in a 28,000-square-foot house, and then there is the matter of that $400 haircut.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons he's on this tour, frankly. I mean, they don't say this, but they're trying to refocus attention away from those kinds of stories, which I think have hurt Edwards' political campaign, and get him refocused on those kinds of issues. You know, the average people say, and there's some truth to this, that there's been a lot of rich people who have been advocates for the poor, Franklin Roosevelt being a prime example. So it is not unheard of for a rich man to be an advocate for the poor, but it certainly does open one up to the criticism of whether a person can really be for the poor while he's paying outrageous amounts of money for a haircut.
Rob Christensen, thanks so much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
Rob Christensen is a political writer and columnist for the News and Observer in Raleigh, North Carolina. He spoke to us from Youngstown, Ohio.